So far, there's not much road left. We're 2 days from a deadline and automatic all-over federal spending cuts. The latest live from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington.
And as far as we can tell, there are no meetings aimed at finding a solution on anyone's schedule. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says if they can't cut a big sequester deal,
then we should at least be smarter about how this is implemented.
But the sequestration law mandates across-the-board spending cuts at the program level. And all this after all this angst, one prominent conservative says this is exactly what President Obama wants.
He wants to do what they're doing in Europe, is blame their economic woes on a reduction in government spending.
That's former Senator Jim DeMint, now president of the Heritage Foundation. Chris?
Rich, Chuck Hagel was sworn in as the new defense secretary about a half hour ago, confirmed by the Senate yesterday as Leon Panetta's replacement. Two kids and their grandmother found dead in Preston, Connecticut. More live from Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
According to Connecticut State Police, 47-year-old Deborah Dennison drove to a local golf course where she used a .38 caliber handgun to shoot and kill her grandsons, 6-month-old Ashton and 2-year-old Alton Perry, and then herself. Police had issued an Amber Alert after receiving a call from the boy's mother, saying Dennison took the two boys from their daycare. The family says Dennison has a history of mental illness and suffered from bipolar disorder. Chris?
17 dead in eastern Afghanistan.
Taliban insurgents somehow managed to infiltrate a post being manned by government-backed militia during the night. The militants poisoned those inside the compound before shooting dead the incapacitated men. Officials say the men either belonged to the Afghan local police force or were civilian friends of the force.
That's Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, and you're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
First came the public meeting where the boss chose Jan's project over David's. Then came the private confrontation. David accused Jan of undermining him, going behind his back, sabotaging his team. Jan replied by quietly gathering her material and returning to her office. It took about an hour, but David showed up. "I believe my solution is better," he said, "but my reaction wasn't. You played fair, and you won. I apologize." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Anger is a great tool for stoking fires, but a poor way to douse them. Given the chance, hot tempers usually cool down. The right response to an angry colleague may be no response at all in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
As the weather starts to warm up, you're thinking about all those projects on your spring to-do list. But will you be powered up? If your riding mower won't start or your cordless drill isn't holding a charge like it used to, head to Interstate All Battery Center. We have the lawn and garden batteries to power your mowers and tractors, and our experts can replace or rebuild batteries for your power tools. At Interstate All Battery Center, we've got what you need to get the job done. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595. Or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
You know, it's great when you have a problem that you need to get solved and you've got experts who are willing to help you, give you the information that you need, and not pressure you. That's the case with Intercon. Intercon is a home-owned company. Oscar and Brad Beard live right here. In fact, I saw Oscar last week at the Home Products Show at the Expo Center. Intercon, here to help you control your energy costs. There are lots of elements that go into that equation. But if the part of the equation about windows not being efficient is part of your problem, Intercon can help you there. And remember, if you're doing a remodel, this is a great time to be in touch with them, too. You know, you talk to experts in all sorts of things, whether it's floor coverings or wall coverings. Why not windows? Intercon does windows. This is what they do. And again, they're a local company. They'll be glad to assess your situation. Again, if you're going to be building new, they can do that for you as well. Because remember, builder's-grade windows are not the most energy efficient. And why not put in a window that is energy efficient from day one? So if you're in a builder or remodel situation, do that. If not, if you just know that your windows do need to be looked at, give them a call at Intercon. Let them come out, do the measurements, give you a quote, and leave you alone because they don't give you any high pressure. Hometown folks doing a great job to make sure that your windows will work today, tomorrow, and save you money. Intercon, 823-3639.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
WTOW News Time is 8:06. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The jury considering punishment in the Stanley Robertson Capital murder trial spent a second night in a local motel. Today marks the second full day of choosing life in prison without parole or the death penalty. Deliberations resume at 9 in Brazos County District Court. 6 weeks ago, Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey wasn't able to convince his city council to award an exclusive contract for towing vehicles. Tomorrow night, the police chief in College Station will make a similar attempt.
Chief Jeff Capps tells his city council his employees spent more than 250 hours last year inspecting 61 wreckers and 11 vehicle storage facilities belonging to 29 different companies. The city received $5,800 for what Capps described was an extremely time-intensive process. That led to soliciting requests for proposals. There are 8 companies interested in being one of at least 2 citywide contractors. This would apply to vehicle owners who don't ask for a specific company, as well as all city departments requiring a tow. CAP says this will streamline inspections and make companies more consistent in towing procedures. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If there's to be a historical district west of downtown Bryan, it'll be decided by property owners. A proposal endorsed by the Landmarks and Planning and Zoning Commissions did not receive the 6 city council votes required for passage. Coronado Pena was among the 13 speakers who were opposed.
You know, we don't like to be told what color to paint our house, you know, what color to paint our fence. Before you know it, the people who've been here so long, before some of y'all were even born, have to move out.
Ann Horton, who was among the 4 voting yes, called on 60% of the property owners to petition the city to create a residential conservation district.
I think historic preservation, the area that we're looking at right now, has some of the most important historical structures in our city. It's the original town site.
Richard Cortez and Greg Owens voted no, and Paul Madison was absent due to his recovery from recent eye surgery. Former Bryan Police Chief Ty Morrow, who was relieved of his duties as police chief in Freeport, is now running for mayor of the Gulf Coast City. In a YouTube campaign video, Morrow alleges racism in Bryan and College Station.
Being a black man in a racist city like Bryan College Station, if I had done anything that they could have prosecuted me for, I'd have been under the jail. Not in it, I'd have been under it.
In June of 2009, Morrow announced his resignation, stating he dishonored the uniform of the Bryan Police Department. That was 8 months after Morrow called police to his home to report a domestic disturbance involving an altercation with his wife. In Freeport, a week after the city manager relieved Morrow, the city council approved a separation agreement which calls for Morrow receiving $100,000 and retirement benefits. You can watch Morrow's campaign video on our website at WTAW.com. 2 members of the College Station Fire Department were honored recently at the Texas Fire Chiefs Association's annual conference. Fire Chief R.B. Alley was named Chief of the Year. Last week, Alley was thanked by Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor for his assistance in the aftermath of the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
As all of this was unfolding that night, you can only imagine how I felt, how we all felt. Not knowing so much, but knowing what had happened. I called him. I don't know what time it was in the middle of the night. I just said, RB, I need your help. He said, I'm on my way.
Captain Paul Gunnels received the Association's President's Award for developing a review process used by fire departments statewide. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting opened with a moment of silence to remember the victims of the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. It ended with individual observations. Art Hughes, addressing those who wondered why this was such a big deal, pointed to the one prior death in the department's history of more than 140 years.
Every citizen of Bryan can be proud of the safety record of our fire department and the brave men and women that protect us all. The inherent dangers of fire. So it is a special time. I think we owe a lot to the fallen heroes, the wounded heroes, and their families.
Chuck Condorless supported the decision to enter the building on the chance someone inside needed to be rescued. Meanwhile, this evening, Bryan Shipwreck Grill is teaming up with College Station's Crawfish Hole and the Bryan Police Officers Association to host a special benefit for the recently injured firemen and the families of those killed.
It just made sense to go as big as we can and raise as much as we can. I think the only bright light in a dark tragedy like this is, you know, really community support, and there's no better community than Bryan College Station.
Grill owner Wade Beckman says festivities begin at 5 and will include live music, T-shirts and crawfish for $10 a pound. Beckman says 100% of proceeds from the crawfish will go towards the cause. WTW News Time is 8:11. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings, too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
814, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure continues to head our way, and that means we continue to forecast some sunshine, though the satellite photos this morning do show some clouds crossing the region. I think we'll be partly to mostly sunny near 65 today. It'll be clear overnight, 35 to 40, sunshine and 55 to 60 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, cool, 35 to 40. mostly sunny, and again 55 to 60 as we head into Friday. I see temperatures close to 60 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There we go. It's 8:14. Jason Bianski in now for his turn at Jethro Trivia this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
We've missed you for a few weeks, and we're sorry about the foul up a couple of weeks ago. With you know, what we need to do is next time Ann Horton's here and she looks in and sees Nancy Berry's in, she just needs to come in and you know say it's my week and let's do equal time. I think we had a situation where you came in, but I had both mayors here at one time. So
yeah, that's always a good thing. But Ann could hold her own.
So, yes, she could. I know she'd be able to.
My money's on Ann. But that would be an interesting conversation.
Anyway, we'll do that some other time. In the meantime, let's play some Jethro Trivia. It's our pop culture recent current events quiz. It's fun to play. There's no gambling involved. Kevin, you get to go first today. Then Kat, you'll be second. And then the mayor. Are y'all there?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Very
just
quiet.
Just because we're not talking.
I thought I was going to win by default.
Yeah, no
here.
Kidding. All right, so new research suggests that the U.S. is suffering from a serious shortage of what? Is it A, homicide detectives, B, private investigators, C, cybersecurity professionals, or D, CSI lab techs?
Or E, good men.
Well, hey, listen to you. New research suggests that the U.S. is suffering from a serious shortage of what? Homicide detectives, B, private investigators, C, cybersecurity professionals, or D, CSI lab techs. Kevin?
I'm going to go with cybersecurity.
Okay. Kat?
I'm going to go with B, the detectives.
The private, that'd be the private investigators. Them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Mayor?
Did Chief Buskey send this question in this morning here? I think we had this conversation a few weeks ago about shortage, but I'm going to go with Kat on B, private detectives.
Okay.
But,
that's
what our local guys will tell you.
Okay. No, it's actually cybersecurity professionals. Following alleged hacker attacks from China, new reports suggest that the U.S. is alarmingly short on cybersecurity professionals. U.S. colleges now graduate 38,000 computer science majors each year with the necessary skills and technical knowledge to combat digital intrusion. So there you go. All right, 8:16. Backwards looking, I know that you'd probably like to discuss the response, really, that the city has received from the loss of the firefighters and the injured firefighters.
Well, Scott, it was a tragic week, and there's so many people to thank that have helped the families of our fallen firefighters, have helped the families of our two firefighters that are in Galveston recuperating. But, you know, we start out from Friday and Saturday a week ago with the College Station Fire Department, the Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department. They were on site, on scene at the Knights of Columbus Hall, assisting Bryan Fire Department with that fire. All the folks at St. Joseph Emergency Room, St. Joseph Medical Center, and all that they did. You know, there were many counselors on site. It was a lot of folks there to help the families of our firefighters. It was a very tragic night. You know, we've got throughout the week, you know, we've got Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti down in Galveston, and Galveston Fire Department has adopted our two brothers down there, and they're taking care of them, and the Houston Fire Department, all the neighbors and the folks in and around Galveston have been in, and Lighthouse Ministries and Charities that's bringing food three times a day to the families down there. You know, for our brothers and sisters in the Bryan Fire Department to attend the three memorial services that we had this past week, we had the Houston Fire Department that was in on Wednesday to man our stations, and Austin Fire Department on Thursday, New Brunswick's and San Marcos Fire Departments on Fridays to help. And, you know, actually got to capture a picture of a majority of our firefighters, current and some retired, at one of the luncheons following the Wednesday Memorial Service. But, you know, many had said that, you know, it's not often that they can get together. We have firefighter banquets, and but, you know, we've got half of our men and women that are on duty, you know, throughout those days. And so it was a big help to have those entities in and helping and assisting. And it was kind of surreal when we were coming back from Marlin, Texas, Thursday from Lieutenant Eric Wallace's grave services and passed some of our friends from Austin that were out there manning a wreck, you know, in placement of our Bryan firefighters. But, you know, Chief McGregor and his staff done a wonderful job in working with the families. You know, our city staff from, you know, Keene Register, Marilyn Strada, our assistant city managers, Joey Dunn and Hugh Walker, and all the folks and risk and HR that have been assisting. But we've got a long road to go, but you want to thank Central Baptist and First Baptist for hosting these memorial services and the two funeral homes, Memorial and Hilliard's, and their help and with the families. The local businesses, our neighbors throughout Bryan, Colossation, Agland here that have been here that are still helping and raising money today, you know, at Shipwreck Grill tonight and mm-hmm. Selling the T-shirts to help the families. But I would tell you, if you're in and around Galveston, please stop by and at the Burn Center and visit Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti. They've got a great sense of humor. They're making great progress. You know, there were quite a few firefighters that have been down on a daily basis, you know, but it's a fraternity, it's a brotherhood, it's a family. You know, we had people from Canada. I met six or seven firefighters from Canada and folks from Miami, Florida, and folks from South Texas and all points in between that have come down for the services and to be here for our local firefighters. So, you know, ran into somebody in Austin this weekend that was talking about it that was down here from Teeks. So, you know, again, we've got a lot of healing, and I definitely thank everyone for their prayers and support for our firefighter sure. families and what has, you know, tragically happened. I think it was mentioned last night in one of the council meetings. It was just a month ago we had our firefighter banquet, and we were honoring the family of Lieutenant Lopez. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was our first and only fallen firefighter 35 years ago at the Tropicana Apartments. And so, you know, sometimes we get complacent and, you know, realize what our men and women do at the fire department and our police department and serving the citizens of Bryan. And again, you know, again, everyone from Chief Alley, we definitely want to congratulate him on being named, you know, top fire chief here in Texas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Lieutenant Riznick that was with us from College Station Friday night, Saturday morning, and throughout the week. We've got a lot of good people here. It makes me proud to be mayor. It makes me proud to be a citizen of Bryan, College Station, in this area here, and of Texas and these United States, to have friends from far and wide that are here for us and here for our families and taking care of our mm-hmm. families. And and again, our city staff and all that they've done this week to in preparing of all the memorial services mm-hmm. and the arrangements.
Let's move on to city council then. Last night, you know, property rights is always going to be a hot issue. And last night you didn't get the six votes that were necessary for the standards for that community. Give us a little bit of reaction of where does council go now from here?
Well, the full council would like to see, you know, it resident initiated. You know, we have these RNCs that are set up where if 66% of the residents in that particular zone or area or neighborhood decide they want to become an RNC, they do a petition, they have it notarized, they bring it to the council, we review it, and then we pass it. The same process is set up with this historic district. I think it's 60% of the of that particular zone, whether it's those boundaries that were drawn up by the city staff several months ago, whether it's new boundaries, smaller, larger, if you can get 60% of those property owners to agree, then it comes back to council, and I think council would support it at that time. But we would like, you know, no one on the council felt comfortable in voting this deal up or down last night. But because it came to the council, we had to make a decision one way or the other. I'll be honest with you, I felt from the get-go that it would fail. You know, when you have to have a supermajority, which is six of the seven members have to vote in favor of it, it's hard sometimes to get six or seven people to vote in favor of something, particularly when you talk about private property rights and you know, potentially city telling you what to do. And we did some amendments last night where we were waiving the fees. I don't like that it would take 45 days to let the property owner give them permission to repaint their house or to change the color of their house. You know, I made the amendment last night to change that to less than 10 days or less, and that's still a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there was some changes made in case it did pass. But I know the council would like to, you know, see the residents that are in support of it, you know, go out. And if you can get 60% of the neighbors to support it, then it's something I think the council will look at in the future. At this point, you know, we've voted. We're moving on.
Mayor Jason Baiensky joining us today. Any other neighborhoods in the tube and in the process right now that just haven't come to council yet?
No, not that I'm aware of. Now, we have RNCs that are coming to council. We had one last night that we voted on, mm-hmm. You know, that out in Tiffany Park that the neighbors got together and wanted that in designation in the area. But last time we had was downtown Bryan and then the East Side Historic District. And it's bode well for the East Side. You know, the property values have gone up. I know there's been a lot of talk about, well, our taxes are going to go up if this is implemented. If your property values go up, then yes, you will be paying more in taxes because your values go up. But it's not an additional tax. And there were a lot of myths and rumors on it. And I think that's, you know, part of where the city could work better on communicating with the citizens about the pros and cons of these type of historical districts. But, our council would like to see it resident-driven, and if it's an initiative that the residents want to do and support in a majority, then I think it's something we will look at in the near future. Sure. Otherwise, we're going to move on to other business.
Sure. Jason Majewski joining us this morning. I know these are state highways, but a listener in contact with us about the road condition at 1179 east of 158. Again, those are state highways, but can the city of Bryan do anything to move forward to getting the roads in better shape there?
Well, definitely widening on 1179, that would definitely help with some of what we've got going on out there. But we meet, Catherine Hale is our district engineer, and I see her probably once or twice a month at various meetings. We have Metropolitan Planning Organization. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton represents the city of Bryan on that organization. The MPO can talk about some of these issues, and Catherine Hale does sit on that MPO board, and so these can be brought up and you know, at least stress to them the importance of addressing some of these problems out there. But it's not something that we go out and take care of, but it may be something we can partner on, or you know, try to stress the importance and priority of moving that project forward.
Sure. Former Police Chief Ty Morrow is in the news. Our news story this morning about comments that he has made. He's a mayoral candidate in Freeport now. I'd like to get the city's react on what he said about Bryan and College Station being racist.
Well, I hate I'm not much into YouTube, Scott, and have heard about the comments on there. Disappointed, but there's nothing we could comment on officially in regards to Ty Morrow on this incident. I hear he's running for mayor up there in Freeport. Should have called me first. I could tell him about the pros and the cons of that position. But wish him well in his endeavors. And again, those are some things that are in our past. And I'm very, very proud and supportive of our current police chief, Eric Buskey. He's done a wonderful job for the citizens of Bryan.
You know, I don't know. I didn't see the separation agreement, but I have to believe somewhere in there has to be something about any disclosures having to do with the settlement. Do you believe that he has violated anything within that separation agreement?
Well, that's something that our city attorneys will have to look at. There was an agreement, and so if a city attorney thinks there was something violated, I think the city will look into that.
Okay. That's what I've got. Anything on your radar screen today?
Again, just keep our firefighters in your thoughts and prayers. I don't think we have to ask our citizenry. They do a wonderful job of taking care of their neighbors and of their own. And again, just remember Mitch and Ricky down in Galveston. They're recovering, and keep their families in their prayers, and always keep the families of Lieutenant Eric Wallace and Lieutenant Gregory Pickard in your prayers. And they are heroes in our communities, and we appreciate their sacrifice and service to the citizens of Bryan. And there'll be many opportunities to support their families throughout the next few weeks, and we encourage everyone to do what they can. And those wonderful T-shirts all over town. It's great to see the community supporting our firefighters.
Sure.
And thank them for their service. When you run across a Brazos County volunteer or Bryan or College Station firefighter or police officer or public servant, DPS, Sheriff's Department, constables, thank them for their service.
Sure. Jason Majewski, the mayor of Bryan. We meet with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. but you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team will end up playing five teams this year twice in SEC competition. Those five are Kentucky, LSU, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Arkansas. So the second game against Ole Miss is coming up tonight. This one will be played on the road over in Oxford. First time around, A&M got a two-point win over Ole Miss, 69-67. That was back on the 13th of February. Aggs moved their record at that time to 15-9 and then 5-6 in SEC play. Ray Turner will lead the team in rebounding with 13. You'll recall that's the game that Elston Turner hit 37 points, going 13 of 20 from the floor, 7 of 10 from the three-point line, and then Fabian Harris also had double figures at 13. Aggies for the game shot 45%. They out-rebounded Ole Miss 38-33. Ole Miss put five players in double figures, had a couple of guys at 13 each. So the second game against Ole Miss tonight, 7:30 broadcast time on this station. Game will tip at 8. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you this
morning? Good, good. Lots of things going on as usual.
Yes, and you brought a guest as usual.
I did. I have Jamie Bevins here with me, and she is a fantastic art educator that we're so lucky to have in our community. And one project that we're actually working on coming up really quick on March 2nd, which is a Saturday from 10 to 1 o'clock, is an Empty Bowls Junior project. And for people who are not familiar with what Empty Bowls is, it's a benefit where you come in and for a donation, you purchase an artistic bowl and you get some soup, but you're supporting two great causes in this one, which is the Arts Council of Brazos Valley and the food bank.
Jamie, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now,
appreciate it.
Tell me, you've been associated with the Arts Council before through different projects?
Yes, sir, we have. We really appreciate what they've done for us.
So now, if people walk in, what happens when they walk into this event on March the 2nd? What's there?
Okay, well, the first thing that they have, of course, is soups, but they can come in and get soup, and so the soup is free. However, then they're going to come in to the actual Arts Council building and walk through and see some wonderful bowls that these kids have made. Now, keep in mind that the kids did make them, so they're not professionally made, but there's something just really wonderful about seeing the work that children do.
What ages are we talking about?
Well, I'm not sure if it goes as far down as kindergarten, but the elementary schools are involved, and they usually pick probably fourth grade, third grade students to make these bowls. So third grade until 12th grade. And each teacher then put their own spin on it, but they, you know, we lead the kids and give them some instruction, and then we turn them loose.
Now, who are the people who are going to be providing the soup for this?
Well, it's luckily Taste of BCS has gotten behind us, so there's a lot of restaurants, about 8 involved. I mean, just off the top of my head, I know we'll have Shipwreck, Casa Rod, Lemon Wedge, Village Cafe, Global Food Group. I know I'm missing some,
but very localized.
Blue
That's
Baker,
the whole idea.
It's all local. Local restaurants who are participating and provide, you know, donating soup because they, you know, they support the community, and you know, they're even donating some equipment to help us pull it off. And Jamie received a grant and you know, got a great asset for the schools. And
so, what was the grant source?
The Education Foundation. You know, almost $5,000 when it was said and done, but we got three wheels out of it for the high school, and all the clay that we needed to make almost 800 bowls.
Anything else going on?
We've just opened our Community Masterpieces exhibit, and I don't want to give anything away, but we have some phenomenal instruments from local musicians that are pretty famous, but we have a nationally and international famous artist that we have in there, and you can come in there and you can see the piece and also see the music that he or she recorded on it. We're excited that so many people have these things in their private collections in our own backyard, and we just want people to know it's here, and we're an art loving community, and music, that's art as well, you know, and a lot of people don't think about that.
Sure. So, if they want some more information, what's the website?
acbv.org or 979-696-2787.
All right. That's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley visiting on Newstalk 1620.
WTW News time is 8:34. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 9 this morning marks the resumption of the punishment phase of the Stanley Robertson Capital murder trial. The Brazos County District Court jury spent a second night at a local motel after not reaching a decision to choose between the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Allegations of racism are being made by a former Bryan police chief. Ty Morrow, who is running for mayor of Freeport, says in a YouTube campaign video, similar tactics were used last month when he was removed as Freeport's police chief.
They did their political witch hunt. They did their whisper campaign like they're now starting to do up here in an effort to undermine the integrity that I possess. And my integrity is unquestionable.
Morrow was chief 3 years in Freeport, located along the Gulf Coast west of Galveston. That's after leaving Bryan following a domestic disturbance involving his wife. According to the campaign video that you can see online at WTAW.com, Morrow says, quoting, "Being a black man in a racist city like Bryan College Station, if I had done anything they could have prosecuted me for, I would have been under the jail, not in it. I would have been under it." It took 6 votes for the Bryan City Council to approve a proposed Westside Historical District supported by the Planning and Zoning and the Landmarks Commissions. Last night's motion received 4 votes. Greg Owens was one of 2 voting no.
I'm not against historical preservation. I am against the lines being drawn by staff, laid out, and the citizens not getting a say in it.
The council's vote followed 40 minutes of public comments. The council heard from 13 speakers, including Sharon Anderson, who were opposed.
Picture this. It's the holidays, and your family has come home. And they said, hey, Dad, instead of your birthday present in June, how about we put on a new roof? Now you're part of the historic district. It takes a certificate of appropriateness, an historic landmark commission approval, and then a permit. The new roof doesn't get put on.
60% of affected property owners can submit a petition to the council calling for a residential conservation district. College Station's police chief wants to limit the number of wrecker companies doing business.
Chief Jeff Camps has asked the city council to award at least 2 towing companies a citywide contract. That would include vehicle owners who don't ask for a specific wrecker service. 8 have responded to a request for a proposal. Camp says last year, 29 companies received permits covering 61 wreckers and 11 vehicle storage facilities. While the city received about $6,000 in fees, Camp says police employees spent 256 hours on the inspections. The topic coming to tomorrow's College Station City Council meeting follows a similar attempt in Bryan 6 weeks ago. The Bryan Council heard from owners of multiple towing companies who said they'd be put out of business. Chief Eric Buskey, who said he's not comfortable endorsing some of their wrecker services, then withdrew his request. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And College Station's fire chief has received the highest honor from the Texas Fire Chiefs Association. R.B. Alley, who's finishing his 8th year in the post, was recently named Chief of the Year. Alley was also recognized last week by Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor for his response to the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
I want to reiterate, too, to the College Station Fire Department, Chief R.B. Alley. They have stepped up in so many ways. They truly are our brothers here locally. And I just want to thank them.
The College Station Fire Department received 2 state awards. Captain Paul Gunnels was honored for establishing the State Association's Best Practices Recognition Program. And support of the action taken by Bryan firemen during the Knights of Columbus Hall fire was voiced last night by City Councilman Chuck Condrilla.
There's a lot of public comment about why did our firemen go in. Our firemen went in to save lives. There's potential that someone was in there. There was a quinceañera being set up that night, and our firemen risked their lives at the very chance that someone could have been in there. So let there be no question as to why they went in.
Mayor Jason Bayansky says injured firemen Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran are making great progress in the Galveston Burn Center.
Mitch told us, you know, I think he met with a firefighter from Beaumont that had some similar injuries, and I think he was up and going in 8 months, and so his goal was 8 months or less.
Last night's meeting opened with a moment of silence for the fire victims. This evening, you can help out the fire victims and tantalize your taste buds. Shipwreck Grills' Wade Beckman says starting at 5, they're teaming up with the Crawfish Hole and the Bryan Police Officers Association to serve hundreds of crawfish to benefit the wounded firemen and the families of those recently killed in the line of duty.
We decided to go big. We're going to donate 100% of the proceeds of the crawfish to the event. So basically, for every $10 donation you make, you get a pound of crawfish, and 100% of that goes back to the cause.
Beckman says besides food, there will be T-shirts, VIP tables up for auction at Swico, and John Goss Plumbing will hold a raffle and silent auction. WTOW News time is 8:39. It's 56 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
18 years ago, Wilton's Office Works opened its doors in a modest building on Villa Maria in Bryan. Hi, I'm Locke Pascal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. And at that time, Stan and Marlo Wilton and I could only dream of growing our business and becoming a vibrant part of the Bryan College Station community. Now, 18 years later, Wilton's Office Works building is more than 5 times larger, and we have more than 10 times the employees. And now Wilton's is growing again. Over the next few weeks, Wilton's will be undergoing design changes that will enable us to continue to service the Aggieland community for many years to come. Your support as customers and as friends has allowed Wilton's to become this area's leading business for office furniture and office supplies. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements. Don't mind the mess. Wilton's Office Works is open and doing outstanding business as usual. You'll find Wilton's Office Works 25,000 square foot showroom on the East Bypass between University Drive and Briarcrest, or online at wiltons.com.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Good morning. It's 8:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure continues to head our way, and that means we continue to forecast some sunshine, though the satellite photos this morning do show some clouds crossing the region. I think we'll be partly to mostly sunny near 65 today. It'll be clear overnight, 35 to 40, sunshine and 55 to 60 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, cool, 35 to 40, mostly sunny, and again, 55 to 60 as we head into Friday. I see temperatures close to 60 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, that's us. We answer to that. Matter of fact.
Yeah, sure.
So, there you go. And let's see what else we got going on this morning. So, no winner in Saturday night's lotto. We're getting the Powerball. We're getting up to $90 million tonight. $90 million. Of course, the cash value is only a measly $56 million. I don't know if it's worth your time or not.
You come into work after that?
Yeah, probably not.
No?
No. 44 states, Washington, D.C., U.S. Virgin Islands. Nobody's won from the Virgin Islands.
No.
They?
Yeah. They could buy the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, really?
I'll just have this one, please.
175-1 chance of winning, but, you know, that's all right.
I believe I would show up. I would just be very difficult.
Well, that could be it, too. They might ask you to leave after a while, right?
It'd be along the lines. Yeah, and then I'd collect unemployment with $50 million in the bank.
Order pizzas and drinks for everyone at work.
She's on a pizza thing today.
She's always on a pizza. You love pizza in the morning.
You brought up pizza. But, yes, I do love pizza in the morning. And I had pizza yesterday.
I know.
That's why my brain's just hooked on to pizza.
Yeah.
Y'all have created a monster.
That stuff was nasty looking.
Oh, no, it was yummy.
Okay.
That Pizza Emporium is one of my favorites.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Yummy stuff.
I've never...
I love flavored crust.
I've never had that. Is that? Really?
Mm-hmm. Missing out. You did not partake, and you'll never know the glory that was the pizza.
Well,
the
I could go to that pizza place and buy some, I guess.
Well, you possibly could, but how are you going to eat a whole pizza by yourself?
No, not going to do that. Bruce Willis doesn't expect to get an Oscar. He tells Us Weekly magazine, you don't get any Oscars for comedy, and you don't get them for shooting people.
That's true.
That pretty much takes care of his career, wouldn't that?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so the 11 dancers for the latest round of Dancing with the Stars have been announced. They were announced by Tom Bergeron on Good Morning America. So here we go. Andy Dick, he's a long shot at 30-1.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, I believe he's had he's probably had enough chemicals that something's going on.
Yeah.
Up there. Reality star Lisa Vanderpump from the Real Wives of Housewives of Beverly Hills. Figure skater Dorothy Hamill. Why is
really?
She doing that? Why is she doing that?
Money.
And, yeah, I guess. And country singer Winona Judd.
Winona.
She was a fat girl singer before Adele was, and I guess just fat girl singers do pretty well sometimes. Just saying. Jacoby Jones. Why does Jacoby Jones need to be doing this? Receiver for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. It's imaging.
D.L. Hughley and Victor Ortiz, who was a welterweight boxing champ. Kelly Pickler, country girl singer.
She was American Idol.
Sure. Ingo Rademacher plays Jasper Jax on General Hospital, as we all know. Zendaya Coleman, the 16-year-old actress, singer, and dancer, and sit in Disney's Shake It Up. Shake It Up, I guess. I'm trying to act like I know.
Who is it again?
It was
Zendaya.
Zendaya Coleman. Yeah, on Shake It Up.
Yeah, I watch it every day.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know, you probably
I watch it every day.
We told you today what a great father you are?
I'm a very patient man.
Okay. Yeah, let's sit down and watch this, right? Allie Raceman, who is the captain of the U.S. women's gymnast team.
Oh, cool.
She's the favorite at 4-1 gymnast. So there you go. That's enough of that. All right, here we go. It's the top 8 television shows from last week. Number 8 was Person of Interest. Number 7 was American Idol. Number 6 was NCIS Los Angeles. The red carpet show number 2 for the Oscars is number 5. I mentioned that because red show carpet number 3 came in at number 2. And, of course, number 1 was the Oscars themselves. Also kind of sandwiched in there was Big Bang Theory and NCIS. So it was basically CBS and the Oscars, basically what you got going on right there. Let's see what else.
I have some kind of cool local news for you.
You have cool local news?
Yeah, I just found out. There, the new Hillel Center?
Uh-huh.
Well, there is a whole wall that is made from stones from Jerusalem. It lights up at night, and it's the only wall made outside of Israel with the same stones as the stones in the Wailing Wall.
Yep, I know.
That, but I thought that I just found out, and I thought that was cool enough to talk about.
I was talking to the contractor, almost a year ago, and I was saying, how's that going? And he said the project really was moving slowly because you needed approval for everything, and then being able, I think he was talking about these stones, to be able to get them out of Israel. Just, it's not like you put them on a freighter and get them over here, So it, but I know that they were working very hard on it, and obviously they're proud that they've gotten it. So is that wall up yet?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay, there you go. Well, it's kind of a neat, again.
Rabbi Tarlow is our family rabbi. We don't have a psychiatrist. We have a rabbi. You're welcome to borrow him sometime if you'd like.
No, I know him. I know him. I interviewed him on television a million years ago. That's interesting. So, yeah, they're building a kind of it's a semi-high rise. It's not a real high rise. I think they were going to build something taller, but that didn't happen. But, that's the Hillel. I don't know how long that there's been a building on that site, though, for quite a long time. All right, so good. That's a little trivia. 847.
Nugget.
Yeah, nugget.
The
yeah.
relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wethrich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay. Now, you know what movie this goes to, Scott, right?
Shrek.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. What, you didn't think I didn't know that?
Well, every time I've made a Shrek reference, you never know that I'm talking about Shrek.
He doesn't
Shrek.
Memorize movies. No, he's too old for that.
Yeah, right. I've only got so many brain cells left that I'm not going to waste them on that. That's all I can tell you. No, it's... Here's the deal. Paul and Heidi Bayless got married dressed as Shrek and Fiona.
Oh, good heavens.
But they needed special permission from the government for their ceremony. This happened
country?
In the UK. British law dictates that the bride and groom have to be identified, so the registrar had to watch Paul having his green Shrek makeup put on before the ceremony. This is great. The rest of the wedding party dressed as fairy tale characters as well. Well... There you go.
Fun.
That's just...
Why not?
Here's the only thing I'm thinking is after they dressed up like Shrek and Fiona, was it an improvement?
You want to know something else interesting about British weddings?
Okay.
Bridesmaids come in before the bride. I mean, after the bride.
Really?
The opposite is... Yeah.
Really?
It was real weird the first time I went to a British wedding. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Why are they doing that? Yeah. Other than Las Vegas, Garth Brooks just doesn't perform live anymore. That's why it's big news that... He'll be part of George Jones' final concert. I hope Possum shows up on November the 22nd.
No show Jones.
Yeah, at Bridgestone Arena. George, the living legend, and everybody wants to be a part of the show. Besides Garth Brooks, the lineup includes Kid Rock, Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, Shelby Lynn, the Oak Ridge Boys, Josh Turner, Dierks Bentley, Charlie Daniels, and many, many more.
That would be a good show.
Got a chance to spend an afternoon with him.
George Jones?
Yeah, I did.
No kidding.
Yep, long
That's
time ago.
Cool.
I was selling advertising for a radio station in Beaumont, and he had a thing called George Jones Country. He's from Saginaw, which is just above Vidor. I don't even know if it's still a town, but that's where he was born, is up there.
Yep.
And I went over to talk to his advertising person, and is in a building right next to his house, and he came wandering out, and I introduced myself and told him I was from KLVI Radio. And he said, that's the only damn radio station that still plays country music. Sat down, and
awesome.
We talked for a while. He was, and yeah, he's obviously a legend. But you know, I saw him in concert, I guess, about 2 months later, and he opened the show, and Merle Haggard closed the show, and by the time he got finished, I'd forgotten I'd seen George Jones.
Listen,
Merle Haggard played all that Bob Wills music. Is back when he was in his Bob Wills deal, mm-hmm. and he was doing Western Swing. God, dog.
My dad loves Merle Haggard.
It's the only place that I saw where they drug a bunch of chairs out, and the musicians sat out because they're so old they couldn't stand up for the whole show. Yeah, which was kind of cool, but they, you know what they're doing. So the Obama administration has proposed a new brain mapping initiative. The so-called brain activity map would be the first map of brain function to explore every signal that is sent from every cell to reveal some of the remaining secrets of how we think, thus what drives our behaviors and why we feel the way that we do. That's pretty scary.
Is there one for men and one for women?
Well, why would that be? Oh, y'all don't think differently than us, do you? You just think about different stuff. Now, this is very powerful. I mean, for instance, they were able to scan John Boehner's brain, and every cell said no, and every cell in Hillary Clinton's brain said 2016, and every cell in Chris Christie's head said donut, and every cell in President Obama's head said a throne, and then they did Kim Kardashian, and that's it. I saw part of their Kardashians the other night by mistake. My God, do people really watch that?
Yes, they do.
God, I cannot imagine.
Mind-numbing, is it not?
In what world? Don't you have a child to read a book to? Don't you have something that needs to be done? Don't you have a floor that needs to be swept? I mean, just, amazing. Broadway's longest-running musical, that's The Phantom of the Opera, not starring Jimmy Dickens. Well, one year we thought it needed to be called Phantom of the Opry, and then little Jimmy Dickens could come out, with his cape dragging on the ground. Be pretty good. Anyway, it's the ninth highest grossing show on Broadway.
So then you get Minnie Pearl to play the female lead.
Be perfect. Be Christine. That's exactly right. It opened in Broadway in 1988, 25 years ago.
Wow.
They're just cash. I mean, they are just clipping coupons. They are just making money. That's it.
I wish I could play Christine.
Phantom won the Tony Award, as well as, of course, earning Michael Crawford a pretty good Tony there for the title role. They are redoing it in some way, shape, or form. Just as long as they drop a chandelier. You got to drop the chandelier. If you don't drop the chandelier, it's not
the same.
It ain't. So let's say that you're in a hotel.
Okay.
Let's say you lock yourself out of your room.
Is this a good hotel?
Oh, yeah, it's a good hotel, yeah. Let's say you're in a hotel. Let's say you lock yourself out of your room, and no, you're naked.
Is your name Mr. Bean?
No, it's not.
It sounds like it, though.
Happened to a guy in a hotel. The closed-circuit cameras, of course, caught the whole thing. He had tried to slip his room service tray out of the door, and it closed on him. I don't know how that necessarily, how he was outside, that he's pulling the tray out. I'm not sure. Cameras caught him desperately trying to get back in before someone sees him. And finally, just about the heck with it, took the elevator down to the lobby where he asked the clerk for a spare key. I hope he carried the tray with him. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Apparently, there are no guest phones on separate floors.
Mm.
The video of the guy in the elevator with the mother hiding her son's face from Mr. Naked is probably the best of it. The London Sun said the clerk didn't give him a spare key or even a towel, but asked him to produce an ID. Well,
oh,
he can't.
He's locked out of his room.
Stupid. Stupid. Anyway. A single pastry ended up costing a Florida county thousands of dollars. A bus driver was allegedly so busy eating a Jamaican beef patty, he lost control of his bus. Witnesses say the unidentified driver slammed on the brakes, sending a dozen passengers crashing to the floor. One passenger seriously injured, eventually settled with Broward County for $100,000. A Jamaican beef patty, in case you don't know, and I didn't, is a pastry that contains meat and spices baked inside a flaky shell.
Yum.
Yeah, it sounds good. But
is that
again,
like a Johnny cake?
I don't know. I don't know what a Johnny cake is. What's a Johnny cake?
I don't know. I've just heard them referred to.
Yeah, I thought a Johnny cake was like hoe cake, like just a chunk of cornbread.
What did she just say?
You cook it on a hoe down in a fire.
Oh.
Okay. H-O-E.
I got it.
There are lots of options for book, music, and movie lovers these days, but I'm sticking with my favorite bookstore, Half Price Books. I love real books, page turners that give me the feel, the smell of the genuine article. When I go into Half Price Books, it's an adventure. I find things that I didn't even know I wanted, but I can't pass them up. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less, I find a world of treasures I can't resist. Unusual things I might not find anywhere else because they're buying from the public every day, and the collectible shelf is always my first stop. Plus, at Half Price Books, they can search their entire national inventory to find other things you may be looking for or suggest alternative titles and authors. These folks at Half Price Books, they are the experts. So make it your own adventure. Check out your neighborhood Half Price Books today. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Kelly Burt Dozer reminds you, since the founding of this nation, farming and ranching has been a way of life. Kelly Burt Dozer extends a special salute to all the hardworking Brazos Valley FFA and 4-H members and invites you to join them in supporting their activities in our community. Kelly, Sharon, and all the employees at Kelly Burt Dozer are proud to salute area FFA and 4-H members, leaders of our future.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
So on this date in history, the artificial sweetener saccharin was discovered in 1879.
Really?
Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore.
That's 1879. Cool.
I didn't know that kidding. Old. 1891, Robert Dreyfenforth was hired by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a special agent